Taco upset me. I had a good power move on the inside. And then the next play, I think he was sitting down more because he probably was expecting power. And to beat him around the edge and then got to the quarterback.
How do you feel with your second move now? You've been working on that a lot. It's been more the power than, I guess, the spin. Is that kind of been the one that you felt more comfortable with?
Yeah, just really make sure all my rushes look the same and just, you know what I'm saying, seeing what the tackle's doing, studying him, watching film, and when you get in a game, you get a good feel if he's oversetting or deep setting, turning his hips. So really, whatever the tackle does, I just try to take advantage of it and get in the back foot as quick as possible. But still a lot more work to be done. Like, just two preseason games. It's not the regular season yet, so there's still a lot of things I need to continue to improve. And there's some things I did hard tonight, but there's a lot of things I should have done better.
Did you think, though, that sacks would come as quickly? I know it's just a preseason game, but 3 in 2 games is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, just thinking, like, I always told myself my technique's good. I think the sacks will come. So I just try to tone in on my technique and stuff and just try to do what they've been asking me to do. Because I know if I just focus on little things, then little things take care of big things. So.
Are you finding that the learning curve is that much different at this level in terms of setting up tackles to do what you want to do against them?
Yeah, I think you're here, especially up in the NFL, you got to be technically sound. Because if you're not, that's when they're going to find you that play. So you can't take a play off. That's why you got to play by play. And like I said, just be really good with your technique, because if you're not, they're gonna find that one dude out of 10 and they'll catch you, and that could be a big play, and that could, you know what I'm saying, mess up the game.
Your teammates are always talking about your nonstop motor. Do you ever get tired?
I try not to be. I just in practice, I just try to practice hard, so I'm in the game time, I'm conditioned and stuff, but that comes from the guys in the room. We all push each other and we compete. And it's fun being in a room with a lot of vets and guys who've been playing in the league a long time. And we go to practice and we all compete at everything, every drill, individual drill. It makes practice fun.
Well, like Derek, on the one play, piggybacking off of Derek's question, he didn't get to the quarterback, but he ran and chased him all the way across the field and then like 10 yards down the field. Mm-hmm. I don't know what number of play that was on that drive, but can you do that for 60 minutes and... You know, can you give that kind of effort, like being on the field the entire game?
I like to tell myself that, and I try to practice that way just so I can, if I need to. But I think it's more mental than more physical, you know what I'm saying? Just telling yourself, take a play out of time and focus on that one play, and then after that play's over with, let's go on to the next play and just not try to think about trying to breathe heavy and just play ball.
I'm sure before the Packers game, you probably were wide-eyed. I mean, this is your first... You know, taste of NFL football. Does the comfort level go up now that with this second preseason game, and you expect it to keep going up?
I don't think I was too wide out of the first game. Like Chris Long just kept telling me, don't overthink it. BG was saying same thing. He was like, just like college, just play, go out there and play fast and get off the rock, and it'll all come to you. And that's what I try to do. So I don't think I was too wide out, because I just had guys tell me, don't overthink it. And I try not to.